This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As of this morning, North Carolina has 17 confirmed deaths due to this storm. We mourn the loss of each and every life, and our hearts go out to their friends and their family.
Yeah, sadly, that's where we are in this country. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, it's a wall of water because of the rain, the 20 to 40 inches, depending on the area, the flooding that is swamping the Carolinas. For days, it's going to continue, or even weeks. The death toll, they say, is up to 32 and climbing. It's about all kinds of things related to this. Sad stories, people without electricity, houses that have been destroyed, 100 shelters being opened, 20 rivers in the Carolinas cresting in major flood stages this week. That much rainfall, even if it stopped, the danger is just starting in some cases. Catastrophic bridges have washed away. People in cars have found themselves caught in the middle of these flash floods. They want people to be just as afraid of flooding as you would be of any of the high winds when you think of a hurricane or even a tornado, because of how dangerous it is. If you're trapped in a flooded building, they're telling people, go to the highest level and call 911 because you will be killed. Florence, the damage monetarily could be up to $60 billion when it's all said and done. So by 11 in the morning on Monday, Tropical Depression Florence was about 240 miles, give or take, west of Charlottesville, Virginia, and heading to the northeast, mid-Atlantic, northeast. Flash flood watches there because there's moisture in the air. And we've had 10 of these suckers so far. 5 have turned into hurricanes. But the fear is what has been unleashed, and it's those floods. That is where the true danger lies in all of this. And it is so frightening, frankly, to see people in these situations where they stay, where they're trying to get away, where they're at risk and they don't know what to do. The Coast Guard has all kinds of teams that are going through these North Carolina neighborhoods. It's been harsh on so many who are now homeless. It's taken a massive toll on farmers because there were a lot of farmers who had areas that were pounced on and destroyed. There were people that did stay behind that are trying to do what they can to help neighbors in areas where they feel lucky because they're a little bit dry now. And others where they saw the water go, you know, almost up to the rooftop. I mean, you know, you can't get to your mailbox because you're pretty much boating through your neighborhood. It shows you how bad it is. Satellite dishes just above the water's surface. Stop signs buried over. A lot of people are saying in some of these neighborhoods, like Lumberton, North Carolina, it reminds them of something that they had to deal with Hurricane Matthew a couple years ago, but they said it wasn't quite the same extent because at least you had some dry ground, and that's the key. You don't have very much dry ground. You have mostly soggy, wet neighborhoods that could get worse. So as they try to get the water out, there's more that could be coming, and this is the awful part about this. Of course, roads that are cut off, major arteries, and it's going to get worse for some people. Isn't that strange? Because you think it's the storm situation in your mind, it's about the wind, and yes, the rain, but then that goes away, and gosh, we'll be okay, but that's not how it goes. And then there was the sad story of this woman driving on a country road in Union County, North Carolina, Daisy Lee, who thought that she and her son were safe She tried to hold on to her baby, but the water ripped him away, and he was one of the dead, just 1 year old. 1 year's old, and that's it. And as I mentioned, the shelters are crowded. The hurricane has sent many people scrambling to try to figure out what they're going to do. This happened on Friday. It was a Cat 1. There's tornadoes that are still kicking up. There are many undocumented working poor farm workers who are, they've seen an influx of those kinds of people who are going to the shelters. And there's no warning for, there was no warning for some. And this is part of it. So what they, the Department of Homeland Security even said is there's no immigration enforcement initiatives associated with the evacuations or sheltering related to Florence, except for in the event of a serious public safety threat. So think about the storm and the damage it did to crops, tobacco, sweet potatoes. How many farms and farm workers do you have, like in North Carolina? I'm going to say over 100,000 probably. And there's much more damage to be reported. This is just the tip of the iceberg because, pardon the pun, because ice is, comes at a premium. They're lining up for ice. People are doing that. It's you can't calculate it. It's incalculable. Let's put it that way at this point. And the rivers overflowing, the torrential rains, that is the key word, hovered and hovered and hovered. You know, there was like this giant tornado hovering over Myrtle Beach. I can remember one of my great memories, spending some time with my mother at Myrtle Beach, and what a beautiful beachfront area that was, boy. But looking at some of what I saw from Myrtle Beach, it was incredibly, incredibly scary. In the meantime, in Washington, it's not about Florence. It's about Brett Kavanaugh. And now this Monday hearing that's going to happen with this professor, Christine Ford, who is accusing Brett Kavanaugh of assault when they were 15 years old, about four decades ago. So the woman has a Ph.D. in psychology. She's been at Stanford University. She's had all kinds of different accolades academically. Said she didn't want to come forward because people are saying, well, why now? But the story goes that Kavanaugh and a friend trapped her while they were all at a party. And the friend watched while he tried to take her clothes off. When she started to yell, he put his hand over her mouth. Then the friend jumped on them, knocked them off the bed, allowed her to escape, and then that was it. Kavanaugh is denying the assault, saying it's false, that he's never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or anyone else, and he is completely willing to talk about it, and there will be a hearing on Monday. As a result of this, so Ford and Kavanaugh are scheduled to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Monday about the allegations. So the timeline means the hearings are going to delay the planned committee vote on his nomination, and kind of carries along that whole idea of, remember, Anita Hill and Justice Clarence Thomas. A lot of people are talking about that. So does Kavanaugh's appointment move forward? What happens next? We'll know more after those hearings next week. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carrier, person,
what a creative team, I have to say. A lot of people hitting me up through the miracle of the internet and our mail. And you can do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. It used to be americatonight.net. People are asking me that, but I couldn't get the .com. It was some crazy website, so I went with katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and boom, like that, you can send anything you want, including chiming in on what is making us all happy or furious or curious across America. And it may be different, and I'm sure it is different for every single person. One thing is sure, I think all of us, surely we can all agree, the suffering in the Carolinas is just absolutely terrible. That was on many of your minds. I got this one from Sam, who said, wow, I can't believe all those streets washed away. And Kate, a lot of the people didn't have flood insurance, and that's going to be miserable for them, because in rebuilding or getting some money for those homes, it's going to be very, very tough, and I really feel for them. Yeah. You know, you got to remember, they're in coastal areas that are risky, so only, they say, maybe 10 to 20% of those homeowners that were hit the hardest have the coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program, and 1, 2, 3 or so have flood policies, because sometimes they won't even give you the flood policies. It's too much of a high risk zone. And many people don't realize that their basic homeowner policies don't cover flood damage. It's kind of a good idea for anyone listening. This is when you think you're covered for things, like all kinds of things. It's crazy. Check your flood insurance. In some cases, though, they won't give it to you. You know, and you look at what the losses will be here, there's going to be pretty darn high. Got another one about Florence from Mac, who says, oh, I saw the drone video today on something I was watching, Katie, and I saw bridges were washed out. I saw houses that were buried in water. I saw street signs that were covered over. And I've spent some time in North Carolina and South Carolina. It sounds like you have, too. And I just really feel for the peeps that are going through this, because this is not going to be any kind of an easy cleanup. And I hope that they have some good friends that are going to help and chip in when they try to rebuild or clean out what they have. I think that a lot of people are going to end up having to relocate or do something else with those homes, depending on what happens with these rivers. Yeah, it is tough. It is tough watching this and seeing that. Except for, you know, it's cool is the rescue stories, the Coast Guard rescuing those beagles. And I got this one from Mac, who says, I love the rescue of the dogs that were trapped. I happened to see a little clip of the nightly news, which I never watch, and I saw these beagles that were in cages, and they were swimming, trying to climb up the sides, crying and yelping. And the best thing ever is that they were rescued. And you could say, well, they're dogs, but I'm sorry, it was just inhumane to see it. So thank God that they did that. And you know what it is exactly what he described it as. There was this woman that jumped on, they showed her getting on the Coast Guard boat, and her trailer was nearly underwater, but there were 10 beagles that were still in these cages, and they were trying to get out. So the boat pulled up and grabbed them, and there was one where it was barely had their head above water, and oh my gosh, they wouldn't have made it. I mean, the woman wouldn't have made it. Who knows if the woman would have made it, but they wouldn't have made it either. So after that happened, there were some crew members that said it was like one of the best days of their lives that they could get her, the people, and then these dogs. And yeah, so anyway, they were rescued, and it's thank goodness, because not just human life, which is what you're so concerned about, but just the other lives too, including animals. And obviously, I'll say it again, the human lives are the biggest concern, but seeing the animals like that was terrible too. Okay, let's go to another one. Brett Kavanaugh certainly piqued all kinds of people's interest. And this one was from Jake, who said, Kate, I think it's good that they're going to have this hearing, clear this up. The thing that is concerning is I really kind of think she didn't want to come forward. So then it makes you wonder, well, how does all this unfold? What's really happened here? If she is this research professor who would have really nothing to gain, why would she care about making some story up? I think it's, you got to listen to her. You got to hear what's being said. And I wonder, I wonder what will come of this after this hearing. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying the same thing, but I do think we have to be cautious and wait to find out what's next. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, let's hear if there's any veracity to it or not, or what happened. It was the summer of 82. She would have been 15. And there are about 200 former students who are signing a letter of support for her. And then there were other people that came that are signing support to him. So, I mean, of course, this is, you know, what we're going to see. And let's see what you know, let's see what comes out of it. Let's see. Here's another one. This one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, I love that you really try to be super fair and balanced. I see you get super opinionated, though, when you don't agree, which, bravo, girlfriend. I don't agree with this Kavanaugh timing, because I just would say, and I know there are people that would mock that, and I get when someone wouldn't come forward, and it makes me wonder, though, the timing of all of it. Supposedly there was a letter that was sent to Dianne Feinstein, and this woman told her story, wanted confidentiality, and now this is all tumbling out. They should have gotten that letter up there much sooner. I agree with that. So what happened in this whole, you know, letter thing, and what took longer, and I don't know. She spoke out in the here's the one thing I will say. You know, you have to look into this. You have to have that conversation on Monday, because if not, then that's just then it's just hanging out there, and it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to not have that conversation, because even Kavanaugh, who's denying the allegation, says he wants to have the opportunity. So you have Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who's saying the vote should be delayed at a minimum, are these serious, incredible allegations, and let them just be investigated. So let's find out what they are. And that's what I would say. Let's find out this deal. So that's it, period. Let's find it out. And before everybody starts to jump all over it. And, you know, this is, again, in a society where we have your team, my team, Democrats, Republicans, and, you know, that's the thing. And you've got Senator Dick Durbin, who says they need to do a professional investigation. You have Senator Grassley's office, who issued a statement that says that this professor's account is uncorroborated allegations, and that no accusations had turned up during the six times the FBI looked into Kavanaugh's background over his decades of public service. There was nothing there. And Grassley blasted the Democrats' tactics and motives for bringing the allegations to light. He's saying just days before the committee was set to vote. Well, that vote is not going to happen on Thursday. It goes into Monday. So she comes forward, tells her story of the events that first became public without her name and consent. Then that prompted a denial from Kavanaugh. And now it's, now it's the back and forth of this committee hearing. Mm. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next as we flip to the other side in a conversation with Sharon Miller from Bank of America.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always a pleasure to talk to Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. She's back to talk about the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. I love this. Before, Sharon, first of all, welcome to the show. But before we get into your findings, can you give us a little background on this annual report, your Women Business Owner Spotlight?
Well, this is the third annual Women Business Owner Spotlight, and we conduct it just to understand how are women feeling about their business, and how are they feeling about the growth and what's coming for the next year ahead, including their revenue and hiring expectations. So really just getting our finger on the pulse to understand what's happening, what's on the mind of women across America.
And how do you do this kind of an annual report, in this case the Women Business Owner Spotlight? How many women do you talk with, and I'm assuming you talk with a good number of men as well? How does it work?
We do. So every year, twice a year, go out and survey business owners across the United States, and some of them are women, some are men, and then we take those results and we pull out the information specifically pertaining to the questions around women and how they're feeling. And so we do the study twice a year at Bank of America, and this is the third year we are surveying and focusing specifically on women. And we've been doing the survey, Greg, since 2012. So that over the past 3 years, it's been increasingly interesting to understand, you know, what's on the minds of women? What about Hispanic business owners? And really start cutting our data into more, you know, information around those subsets.
So let's dive into this. Can you give us a broad overview, Sharon, of what you found with the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight?
I can, Kate. And just to add to what we were just talking about as well, you know, at Bank of America, we have 3.3 million small business clients, and 40% are women-owned. And so that's also why it's so important to us to really understand what's on the mind of women. And of the 29 million small business clients across the United States, a third are women. So Bank of America has been serving women and certainly want to make sure we understand what's on the minds of them so that we can help them and we can help them with their business and to continue to achieve their goals. And so I'd say, Kate, for the top headlines for this year, we found that women entrepreneurs are much more confident on revenue expectations compared to last year. And their growth plans and their economic optimism is up year over year as well. So I would say a tone of positive, a tone of growth, a tone of, you know, we can continue to grow our business in spite of any challenges we might face.
And what do you think, Sharon, is driving that optimism about things like revenue?
You know, the economy we have seen continue to improve. And so not only in our surveys, but in national surveys for example, for the NFIB. So the National Federation of Independent Business Owners are finding all-time highs in their surveys results as well. And so people are spending, people are traveling. We see consumer stability across the board when it comes to employment. And so that is a key. People have money coming in, they're earning their paychecks, and they have more discretionary income to spend.
And what are they spending the money on as far as the business is concerned, Sharon? How are women using, I would imagine, technology would be part of the cost?
It is. And so as women, you know, in fact, in our survey, we always ask about, you know, how is technology impacting your business? How is it helping to improve your business? And we found that women entrepreneurs, they are increasingly dependent on capabilities related to technology. And so, for instance, when you think about the digital transformation, 33% of women entrepreneurs use a mobile device to process financial transactions within their business versus only 25% of men. So they're way ahead. And they also foresee over the next 5 years a complete shift to digital payments. And so as we think about serving these clients so that they can serve their communities in the businesses that they lead, we have to make sure we're keeping up with how they want to help their clients. So if clients are coming in and they're using their phone to pay for goods and services, we've got to be able to help and partner with the business owner to be able to accept payments that way. So these are some of the insights and how we use this data real time to get better at what we do at Bank of America to serve the businesses so they can serve the communities.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about the 2018 Women Business Owner Spotlight. And being the one male voice here in this interview, I have to ask because, what may seem obvious to the two of you as women who are deeply immersed in the world of business, and I being a man so completely looking from the outside, how do the two of you look at things like the technology gap that you've just been describing, Sharon? How do you explain why women are ahead of men in many of these ways? Do you have any insight into that?
We're ahead in a lot of ways, frankly.
Well, I was getting there. I didn't want to.
Come on. No.
But
we're just
going to
focus on technology today.
For those kinds of things where women excel, I think the more we talk about them, the better it is for all business in technology and all kinds of areas, because then businesses can get better at identifying best practices and who should implement them because they tend to have an advantage there.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we just had a discussion in New York a week ago with women business owners and entrepreneurs across the country. And we asked that question, you know, how are you using it? Why are you using it? And I think that some of the answers that came up that evening were around, you know, I want to make sure that I'm understanding all the ways to make it more efficient for me. I may not just be the owner of this consulting firm, but I also have a family, a life, I'm a wife, a mother. I go to school. I'm still doing all these. So all these other elements of a life came up. It kept coming up in that conversation. And I think as a woman, it's increasingly, we have so much more ability, I should say, to be able to manage our life. And that's what a business is. A business owner is not thinking of themselves in terms of, I own this consulting firm. They're saying, I have a life. I'm a mother. I could be a father, right? If we're talking about men, but we're focusing on women here. And I need to manage my whole life, and my business is part of that life. And so technology helps me to do that. I can do business wherever I want, whenever I want, however I want. That, and that's what my clients are telling me and asking me to do. So I don't know, Kate, if you have any other thoughts on there.
No.
I know you certainly talk to a lot of business owners as well.
I do, and I talk to a lot of women, and I think what the how can we do it bigger, better, faster, and for the reasons you said, you're pulled in a lot of directions. And I know for myself, I love technology. I didn't start out that way because I would get frustrated not learning it because I wanted to know it right away. But the more patience you have and the more that you embrace technology, the easier it becomes to do the things that you need to do. And all the things on the list I do, from mobile payments to whatever on down to Calendly to CRMs to using Zoom or other forms of technology to do what I do. So I completely agree with it. I love that your survey found this because I think it's absolutely on point from everything that I've seen with my own friends who are either heading up big corporations or they have their own business.
It's fascinating. As a man, we hear stereotypes, of course, and they've been around for a long time, about how men are traditionally out of balance in their lives, completely focused on work, not balancing their family life well. And I think what you might be suggesting, Sharon, is in the future we're going to see more and more emphasis on the healthy part of balance, work-life balance, and that we're largely going to be thanking women in business for bringing that trend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's healthy. I mean, I think it's balance. It's bringing your whole self to work. It's bringing your whole self to your business. And I think it makes for better corporations and it makes for better business.
Absolutely. How about this? This, of course, is on the minds of many. Sharon, access to capital, that's a big challenge for women business owners, or is it? What did you find this year?
Well, you know, access to capital is improving, and we did hear that loud and clear from business owners. But they do feel that they're facing bigger challenges when it comes to access to capital than their male counterparts. And so, you know, we see at Bank of America our lending business up. We see high demand for capital. And, you know, we are finding that women represent 40% of our business. And I feel like, you know, we have a very strong representation of women coming to us every single day. However, at Bank of America, we know that there are some issues and there are some items that we can help with. And so, you know, from our survey results, we do hear that, you know, training or education or knowing what to ask for, when to ask for it, has been in the past perhaps a roadblock. And so we have recently launched as well the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship in partnership with Cornell University. And this focus is going to be all around access to capital as one element, training, education, and making sure that women have all the information, because as women, and I read about this a lot, you know, women may want to make sure that every single box is checked, all 10 items, if that's what's required for this, versus a male may come in with 2 done, right? And I've got 8 left undone. This is, you know, what we may find, and we're certainly hearing this from the panels we have. And so perhaps the male counterpart would understand that, okay, you have to have this, this, and this because they're getting the education along the way. Whereas a woman may wait till, you know, they have everything done and then they still realize, oh, there was something else I need to do. And so I think just that conversation, the dialogue, the information, whether it be online, across the desk from an advisor, is going to be helpful in closing the gap on access to capital.
Wow, perfect place to wrap this up. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. Fascinating always to talk to you, and this information is fabulous from your 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight. Thanks for so much for coming on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Terrence Hill. He's written a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And Terrence, I have to tell you, I said this to you off the air, but I love the title of your book because, you know, basically what we're talking about here is matching the two, pretty much using literary lines, as you describe it, in poetry that would show that we, or suggest that we turn our back on war. So explain how you came up with that.
Well, I began 47 years ago when I was going to the University of Madrid, writing a film treatment and a novel with the idea of unmasking the romantic glory of war, like Hemingway had tried to do in A Farewell to Arms, and suggesting that that we not do war anymore.
Yeah, and you're right that that was definitely a Hemingway theme. And if you go back to those days in Madrid to where we are now and everything that's happened in between, are you surprised what's happened in the world since you came up with this idea?
Yes, and you know, this particular work, I was listening to Professor Stephen Hawking 5 years ago on television when I was in Europe, at the University of Cambridge, Stephen Hawking, and he said, we must end war. And that brought me to the title of this work and the literary work enclosed to suggest, like the president say, we are not going to fight a war with you. We're going to negotiate the great dream of peace now.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book, that whole idea?
Yes, that whole idea of let's at least start talking about ending war on Earth.
And as you and I both know, there are so many other, if we take it out of the poetry literary mold and we went into society and looked at what's going on in society, it's so tough to make that kind of breakthrough, and you see it in things that have been, yes, been written. What do you think it takes to move?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what do you think it
You're
takes
breaking
to move
up.
That? Terrence, what do you think it takes to move the needle on that?
Well, you know, I used to write to presidents and prime ministers and foreign affairs ministers, and I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada once, and he wrote back to me, Terry, the goal and dream of Canada is peace. And, you know, I think this is the idea.
Yeah, the idea is peace. And we should say that you went to four leading Canadian universities.
I wrote to...
Go ahead, tell us where you went.
I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada.
Yeah, the foreign affairs minister of Canada. And I was just mentioning, too, that you went to four...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so you went to four universities, too, as well.
Yeah.
In Canada. Tell us about that experience.
Pardon me, tell what?
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. I went to four leading Canadian universities, the prestigious University of Toronto, the Jesuit University St. Mary's in Halifax, the Laval University, the great French University in Quebec, and the University of Regina in Regina, Saskatchewan, where I grew up. So it was just a good education for me.
What was the most surprising thing, maybe not surprising, but what was the best thing that you took away from all of that education?
What I took away from all of that education, start with a premise that you don't know and open your mind to learn, what I took away.
Wow. And do you think that's part of the problem of what we see today?
Well, I think the first thing our young people should be taught in college is that they don't know, you know, and open their minds.
Boy, I so agree. Who has motivated you the most of all the literary works out there, all the different poetry and whatnot that's been written about war? Who is most influential to you?
Well, I think the poet John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved with mankind, and for whom the bell tolls, Hemingway, therefore do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee, and those influenced me the most.
When you sat down to pull this theme together and you had thought about it really since the 70s, that was your influence, how long did it take you to create this book?
Well, the book was written, there are excerpts from my literary works and poetry over a lifetime. So it took a lifetime.
Wow. And then, but making it flow and such, you did such a nice job of that and weaving that all together would have been an interesting kind of puzzle. Was it like putting a puzzle together?
The editors for the publisher did an outstanding job.
Yeah. When you put all, if you look at all your literary works, what are you most proud of?
This is the work I'm most proud of.
And you're most proud of it because it's been this overwhelming desire in your life, right?
Yes, yes. And the excerpts and literary work and poetry in it, Letter to God, Letter to Roland, all the Value of Life Four, the Story of Job. The Story of Job is sort of my story over the last 8 years where there were elements trying to take away everything meaningful in life from me to turn me into a revolutionary. And at the end of my story, God said, I'm still Terry's God. And so that went on in my life, and that's printed in the book, Terrence F. Hill's story, The Story of Job.
We're speaking with Terrence Hill, and you can pick up his book at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. The book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. When you were creating these works, as you say, it's like a, I think of it like a puzzle, as I mentioned, and you said the publisher did a great job in putting it together. Was there one particular piece that seemed to take you a long time to put together that you feel really nails this whole equation of the end of war?
I think maybe the cry of St. Paul. The cry of St. Paul that echoed down through the centuries and was heard by every people and civilization on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy and justice in our lives. I think that hit it for me.
Yeah. And tell people who don't know, and they, of course, can read it in your book, but tell us a little more about the cry of St. Paul for those who aren't familiar.
Well, it's just that was the cry of St. Paul. It was heard by every people on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy in our lives. And that was the cry.
Yeah, that sums it up so accurately, mercy, et cetera, in our lives. And do you think we live in a world where there's not a lot of mercy when it comes to war?
Yes, I think that we needed Mother Teresa. The English cardinal said the countries of Northern Europe and Western Europe are becoming increasingly materialistic. And we needed a message of compassion. Mother Teresa brought that message of compassion. Today we have that message of compassion coming from the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and from Pope Francis at the Vatican, the message of compassion.
And writing and taking the body of all of your work, Terrence, and then putting it together in a book, how has this process changed you?
Well, you know, it's humbled me that that God gave me the talent to write like I can write. I wrote about Churchill once that he'd been given the pen of history. And what a thing to be given the pen of history. And so it's humbled me.
I like that, the pen of history. And I like the Churchill reference. And I want to remind everyone again, I'm speaking to with Terrence Hill, and the book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Do you think if people turned more toward literary works and poetry, we might have more calm in the world? Because I think there is there's sort of a lack of knowledge on that front, not like it used to be decades ago.
Yes. The Bible describes darkness as a lack of knowledge. And the Bible also describes that the wisdom of poets cannot be purchased with gold or silver. So it is something that has been communicated to mankind throughout history. Most of the Bible is poetry, and the wisdom in this poetry is what we can still learn from today.
Terrence, what have the people around you said to you, the people who are close to you, about your book?
Oh, they think it's wonderful. They think it's wonderful. Bobby Silva, my friend who had two restaurants in Greenwich Village in 1962 that Bob Dylan would come into, that Peter, Paul, and Mary would come into, that Joan Baez would come into. Bobby has four commendations from the United States Senate, three commendations from the United States Congress. And Bobby said, just beautiful, Terry. Your work's in the heart of Terry Hill, just extraordinary. Bobby emailed me this morning that you are a national treasure, Terry, and we've got to protect you. So thank you.
Boy, that is high praise. No doubt about that. Bobby Sylvan, thanks for sharing that story. And I want to tell everyone again, pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon, again, where books are sold. Terrence Hill, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Terrence, thanks so much for sharing your story and your works.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.